This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 with the Southwest Texans starts right now.
Good evening, everybody. This is the 17th edition of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, and this is a special holiday edition of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. And obviously, you guys know I'm not the great Southwest Texan Dede Cruz, but tonight you will hear one of the best interviews I've ever heard in my life. Southwest Texan had a chance to interview Hall of Famer Ricky Morton of the Rock and Roll Express. It's one of the better interviews that I've heard ever, and I'm not just saying that because we work together, but I'm just saying it because it's the truth. So tonight we're going to take a look back at that, and I know Southwest Texan is pretty pleased with this interview. So without further ado, let's go back to that interview.
Yeah, that can happen too. But I'm pretty excited about that match. If they don't give Charlotte a clean victory, they're going to give it to Rhea Ripley somehow.
Right. But I'm one of those people. I feel like if you want Rhea Ripley to pick up this victory, you want that to be done in front of a crowd. You know, I think they may wait. I don't know everything. I'm just guessing. I think they may wait. Maybe down the road of SummerSlam or whenever we can start coming together as people. I think they're going to wait for that moment.
Well, yeah, you could be right on that. That's probably what they're going to do for the Lesnar and Drew McIntyre. I'm super excited about that one. I'm excited to see Drew McIntyre win the WWE title finally.
Yep. So I'm going to place this call for Ricky Morton for you, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Gentlemen, this is going to be a special interview I have tonight with not just a 9-time NWA.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going, Ricky?
Hey, man, what's happening, fella?
Not too much. I appreciate you giving me the time and the day to give me the interview.
Okay, are we live now, or are we recording, or what?
Yes, sir, we're actually live now.
All right, cool. With you. What's your name, fella?
The Southwest Texan, Dede Cruz. We met at Horace Land back last year.
Okay, cool. I'm sorry. I just come up the steps and Matter of fact, I'm having me a good cold beer.
Oh,
ain't nothing wrong with that, is it?
Oh, no, no. There's nothing wrong with that. This is the Rated R Wrestling Podcast because they're not here.
Well, cool, man. Yeah. Let's get this thing going.
So, yeah, so how's it going? How's everything going through all this stuff that we're going through right now in this world?
Ah, well, buddy, it's just like everybody else. We're all quarantined. You know, I know it's really bad in New York, isn't it?
Yeah, but
you know, it's working its way down this way. You know, the only thing is you know, they canceled a lot of big shows that Robert and I had coming up. Matter of fact, we had a couple in New York coming up, and WrestleMania, you know, the whole week at WrestleMania is all canceled. So, you know what, dude? They probably won't even start back to July, August, if that early.
I think WWE's gonna take a break after this weekend. That's what I hear.
So are they really? After the WrestleMania here thing, they're just gonna not have Monday Night Raw or what?
They're probably gonna either record them or probably just probably announce that they're probably gonna take the time off for the first time in that forever.
Well, it's things that happen that way. You know, I'm just glad for the guys that are on contracts that still get paid no matter what. But, you know, it's like us, and it's, you know, I don't have a contract, and that's what's really kicking ass because I still depend on wrestling for a living. But at age 63, I got to say one thing, though. 2019 was an unbelievable year for Robert and I. Matter of fact, it started in New York for Bad Boy Joey. Joey. He on his spring break show in New York.
Yeah.
And we was there, and we worked with Santana and his partner, LAX at the time.
I was going to actually ask you, because you started in 1978, more championships ever. I was going to say, 2019 was a great year for you guys. You actually became the nine-time NWA Tag Team Champion. You competed this year for the NWA Heavyweight Championship against the National Treasure, Nick Aldis. What was that like? And what is it like, actually, to still be 62 and still, you know what I'm saying? You're actually kicking, you know, a lot of ass better than a lot of these young cats that will watch you.
Well, dude, you know what it's not what it's like. It's you know, like I was going to tell you, 2019, I had a lot of great opportunities. We have a business. Sometimes you might not understand what they're doing because that's what you got to do in our business. You have to understand. You know, and from the older school, buddy, but gosh, at this time right now, with the crime, it's all come to a halt. But one thing that I do, I started in this wrestling business, like you said, in 1978, and it's hard just to stop. I mean, just to cut off wrestling or cut off entertainment. The greatest things, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, and it's like I'm trying to tell everybody, even right now, I know in New York City, y'all quarantined, and you meet people, I can imagine some of the families at work many hours a day and they're away from each other, and now the wife and husband are trapped in their apartment or in their house, and but you got to keep a cool head. And I'm really where I'm coming from, listen to me, because I've been doing a lot of reading. You know, the best violence is way up. I don't have no problem with that because I can't whoop my wife, but what I'm trying to say but what I'm trying to say is, you know, man, you just got to keep a cool head on you. You know, it's just like Robert and I. You know, people ask us, how did your partners for 38 years, and you see, but, you know, when you got time, when you got tired of each other, you just got away from each other for a while. You know, then you went up, and then we met back, but we still wrestled, right? But, yeah, I didn't travel with him all the time. I didn't do a lot of things, but here... But, you know, I've been with my wife for 30-something years, you know. just another day at the office. But, you know, and it's really hard. So you got to keep your head on you, because no matter if tomorrow or today, if today was the worst day in your life, who knows? There's always tomorrow, and it might be your best day in your life. So just keep that in mind, a lot of people out there, if you're listening to us and having a good time. But, yeah, 2018, you know what, Robert and I think are the only people in the world. I think we wrestle forever company. You know, we're at AWE, we're at Ring of Honor, we're at New Japan, we're at our home at NWA. Great things, man, and it's just what I do. I love about my business, and I feel blessed, bud.
Yeah, that's great, and it's great to see you keep going. You know, like I said, when I see you at Horse Slam over here in Michigan, it was like a dream come true to meet you, and you let me hold your Hall of Fame ring. I still got that picture to you. I sent it to you through Messenger, and you actually threw me the your match-worn bandana. Man, I, you know, I felt like a kid. I felt like if I was 3 years old, and I was like, man, and then to watch you on TV every day, that when I did, up until this stuff happened, and man, I'm like, man, I show my friends. I'm like, look at Ricky Morton still kicking ass. You know what I'm saying? At 63 years old, I'm sorry, but better than Hulk Hogan and better than any of these old school guys. You did better. You're doing actually better than sorry, Sean.
Well, hey, matter of fact, and I want you to understand, I'm older than all those guys. You hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly,
hello.
And that's what I'm saying. Shawn Michaels is actually from my hometown of San Antonio, Texas, and I got to tell you.
Are you from San Antonio?
Yes, I am.
My oldest son. Yeah, my oldest son was born in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, wow, really?
Blanco, I love San Antonio, man. That's back with the Joe Blanchard territory, Tully Blanchard and Gino, Southwest Championship Wrestling. I lived in San Antonio for maybe 3 years out of my career. Oh, yeah, man, I love San Antonio, dude. Back then, that's when they had the Hemisphere Arena instead of the one they had now. But, man, I worked all those towns, you know. At that time, you know, we had Corpus Christi. We had El Paso. We were in Harlingen, Weslaco, Houston, you know, Victoria, Texas. All of them, Odessa, Midland. Wild place out there, man, at that time. It was in the earlier age, you know, the early 80s, and things, you know, things weren't as bad as it is now, you know what I'm saying? And people were cool. And, yeah, you get where I'm coming from, man. I'm not trying to disrespect nobody, but, it was a different time. When you got out of the car, you had to worry and look around behind you, see somebody's going to shoot you, drive by or something. Wasn't like that,
right?
And I'm not dissing nobody, so, but I'm just saying different time, different place.
Yeah, nobody on this line, no disrespect to Ricky Morton, guys. He just talk and shoot shit. So you know, let's get back on your partner being, you know, you guys back from '83. You guys are not nine-time NWA Tag Team champions. You've been champions everywhere. And you guys are actually WWE Hall of Famers, man. That's a great, you know, that's a lot of great accomplishments.
What was so cool about it, I don't know if you know this or not, but Robert and I never wrestled for WWE. Now, we went in and did some shots when it was WWF, and that was just a little thing from Smoky Mountain Wrestling. And then, you know, the thing with the NWA, but it was just lost in the shuffle. But then when you get a phone call after all those years from WWE, and they tell you that we cannot have a real Hall of Fame unless we have the Rock and Roll Express in it. Now, buddy, you talk about giving you cold chills and making a tear run down your face. That really did. But I'm not stopping here. And I'm not stopping with just Robert and I. Robert and I became one of the best babyface tag teams in the world because we had the opportunity to wrestle the greatest heel team in the world, the Midnight Express. I think, to me, truly, they should be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And it's not because of that, but they were the real greatest heel tag team of all time. And that's me, you know, everybody that you watch on TV that gives the news, everybody you watch on TV that do commentating, everybody in sports announcers, your news people, they're all just opinion givers, just like I am. That's my opinion. I think that you need to go back. We're the kind of guys, like I was telling you earlier, we didn't have contracts. We got paid by how many butts we put in the seats, Dennis and Bobby. And guys, I'm telling you, if you don't like it, disagree with me, anybody that's out there listening, it's because you don't understand the business. We paved the road for these guys. We sacrificed ourselves. And I'm going to tell you something, buddy. For all the scars and all the blood that ran down my head, it wasn't because I tried to be somebody that I wasn't. In our day, they depended on me. We didn't sell buildings out once a year. We didn't sell them out once in 6 months. We had to do angles where everybody depended on the Rock and Roll Express and the Midnight Express. We sold them out every week. When you go to the town every week and you draw 10,000 people, that's accomplished to somebody. Yeah, and I don't care what anybody says. Today's wrestlers, which are there, great. They're some of the greatest, but they still don't understand what our business is about. They get paid because they're on a contract. My love for the business is my love, and it's to make people understand. And if anybody gets a chance, go on. I have a live YouTube show that comes on School of Morton every Sunday at 5:05. I just use the boys from my school. And it's great. And it's the first thing that you got to do in our business is you got to make people understand what our business is about. There's a lot of talent out there that's not being used right. There's a lot of talent looking over. You know, in our day, we depended on each other. Nowadays, you're in the corporate business. And to say, but, you know, you got to know somebody. If you piss somebody off or somebody don't like you, you can't get a job. It's not about what you know. And that's what's wrong with our business today. They need to bring people. Let me tell you, buddy, I have a lot of super ideas. I watch WWE every Monday night. And they're talking about years ago, the biggest pay-per-view they ever draw. They can still do that again. They just don't have the right people in there putting it together. And I get tired of watching wrestling where everybody looks alike. You watch TV, everybody looks the same.
Yeah.
You know, I'm serious. Everybody looks alike.
Almost. I can tell you, this is the truth.
Everybody looks alike. You don't use the capability of some of these wrestlers that are so great, man. I meet a bunch of them out here, and all that. You hear me? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm listening.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. No, somebody's beeping it on my phone, but I thought it might have cut us off. But this is the way I look at it, and you know, even though I'm 63. And I'm just getting started in this business, guys. Get a chance, check me out on School of Morton. We do a lot of different things there. We quarantine and our TV show Sunday. You know, it's not, we had to put pieces together from everybody's homes and throw matches in that's been taped a while back because we can't do our live show there now. But check it out, man. You'll really like it. And I'm using people from my wrestling school. Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be checking that out. Definitely, I'll be checking that out, and everybody, you guys,
good,
check
buddy.
That out.
Yeah, man. Yeah. What else is happening, bud? Hey, you get me on a roll here now, and I start bouncing around on that wall like a rubber ball. I go from one direction to another direction.
All night. I was going to ask you, who actually trained you, and how long before you got, how old were you when you started training?
When I started training, my dad was a professional wrestler, and my dad, we refereed it when I was a kid. Dude, I mean, I started when this is how we did a living. My dad refereed. He pulled the wrestling ring and set it up for the wrestling shows. We had to go with him every night, and that's even during school, because we had to put the ring up. My dad referee, we had to tear the ring down, come back home, do the homework, back to his cars. You know, my dad was in the 50s and early 60s. He was a great wrestler. You hear me? That was before he had TV and everybody knew him. But if you would check out Memphis Wrestling, He was the referee there for Jerry Lawler, Jerry Jarrett, for many years. He refereed for the Crocketts in the early days. His name's Paul Borden. And I have some pictures of me and him on Instagram. And I learned a lot. You know what? I tell a lot of new talent guys breaking into wrestling.
Okay.
This is what I did. The best thing in the world, dude, is to start off refereeing. Even though you might not, because you're in the ring. You're in the ring and you're watching and you're listening. And you can learn. Man, this is the best. Some of your greatest workers in the world started off being referees. And
I believe.
Because, okay, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I actually believe that because, you know, you got actually Theodore Gonda was actually, when he started off as a referee, then he ended up being one of the greatest managers and general managers of, in our history.
Oh, yes. And see, and another thing is the people that you don't think that have got to be big stars in our business are the ones that become. You know, when I first met Jimmy Cornette, you know, man, he was a picture taker around the ring, always in your way. You know, sliding around the ring, taking pictures and all that. Look what he became in his business.
Yeah,
one of the greatest minds ever. I mean, they don't get me wrong. I love Jimmy, but I don't agree with a lot of shit he says, but it's okay. That's just another day. You know, I can deal with everybody. You know, and it's in his business, you meet a lot of people too, but I don't hate nobody. You hear me? A lot of people I dislike. But Jimmy's not one of them. I love Jimmy. He's crazier than hell. But I'm talking about some of the guys in the business. Some of them were big, you know, they're backstabbers, but you know, it's, see, in our day, it was about everybody. It took everybody. That's the reason I'm like NWA, because it takes everybody to get their shows done, and everybody works together. You see, when you're on those big contracts, I'm telling you, fella, it's only about me. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it's about me, not you. I'm getting paid anyway. So, and that's one of the downfalls of our business. But I'm glad for the boys that make all that money. Hell,
yeah.
You know, I am. Should I, you know, I'm trying to get a job on the ring crew. Hell, just to have a job, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not, hey, dude, I'm not, hey, buddy, I'm not shameless. You know. I'm not a proud man. I've got to feed my family. I do anything right now.
There you go. There you
it's just the way it is, fellas.
Keep it on Jim Cornette.
All that.
What do you think about Jim Cornette and him disagreeing? What do you think about deathmatch wrestling? Like, Jim Cornette disagrees on it. You know what I'm saying? And
what do you do now?
Like, Jim Cornette, he disagrees with a lot with the deathmatch wrestling that's going on now. Like, you were bringing up Jim Cornette. What do you think?
Dude, you ask me what I think about Jimmy or what I think about the matches.
The death matches. You know what? Like, he got his opinion. He don't like it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, have you watched? Do you watch a little bit of?
Well, buddy, you know, we're 40 years later. Okay, this is 40 years later. You know, I watched the match. I like if the guys are happy doing it and it's making them money, go ahead and do it. But all I'm saying to you, and it's not about Jimmy Cornette, it's saying, if I had an opportunity to walk through the doors and teach some of the people I know and give them some ideas that I know, our business would be a lot better. And that's the way Jimmy is, but Jimmy's way far behind. You know what I'm saying? He's mad at, it's just little things that you could do. I watched a match on AEW last night. And let me tell you guys, I seen a guy give a guy one of the biggest, greatest pumps in my life. And when he was selling it, he was adjusting his headband. Do you understand what I'm saying, fella?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I just said then?
Yeah.
When he went back and sold, he's reaching up, adjusting his headband. You know, it's not the bump that he gave him. And the bump looked like it should have killed him. And that's what people don't understand. When you can have a wrestling match and you convince that guy, one person on the front row, that what the guy is really doing to you is what he done, that's when you're a great worker. It's not about your next move. You hear me? I think, you know, if any of you guys think that you do great moves and you do some of the greatest stuff, I want you to go get your library out. Go on in and look up Chavo and Hector Guerrero. Not Chavo Jr., but his dad. Chavo Jr. is great, too, but I'm talking about his dad. Him and his brother Hector and Armando, 40, 45 years ago. Everything that you see today, they done it then. But they done it with perfection. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I wrestled Chavo 1983 at Houston Coliseum in a cage. And I seen him do that flip off of it. He did it on top of me in a match.
Oh,
and this is 40 years ago. Do you understand me?
Take bumps
off the top. Okay? These guys did all this 40 years ago. But when they done it, and don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is great. I love it. And what he did there was a great bump. And what it went into was a great thing. I'm not talking about him, but I'm talking about all these guys today. But see, when Chavo, when he put it together, he done it. It meant something. You understand me? He told a story to that bump. All right?
And
that's what the guys are missing out on today. Is doing things like that and learning how to work and doing it. And, fella,
yeah,
I'm not trying to be rude to you. I loved doing your show, and I love for you to have me back on. This was a quick thing today, and I told you I gave you a few minutes of my time, and I always give you my time. Just let me know in advance. It's a pleasure being on your show. It's a pleasure talking about wrestling because this is all I know. But for sure, all your listeners and all your fans, I'm an old school guy. Every Sunday on School of Morton on YouTube, we had a live show, but we have some live interviews, and stuff from the school and matches coming back because now you can't get out. I want to tell all the fans, all Rock and Roll Express fans, that I miss you. I miss my business. I miss entertaining from you. It's all I've ever done in my life. And I want to thank you for letting people know that I'm still out here. We're still doing good. And it's not only a pleasure, it's an honor to be on your show. To me and all the other wrestlers, people like you, keep us alive. And thank you so much for having me on your show, my friend.
No problem. Thank you, Ricky.
You have a good night.
Have a great night, sir. Guys, that was Ricky Morton, the 9-time NWA Tag Team Champion, Hall of Famer. What did you guys think about that interview? You guys want to call in? Area code 646.
All right, yeah, this is the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. And, yes, again, you had just, for those of you, you've been listening to the interview that Southwest Texan Dede Cruz had with the legendary Hall of Famer Ricky Morton, one half of the Rock and Roll Express. That interview was done probably about 6 weeks ago. That was a big, big interview for his show. That was a big, big interview for this platform. So big props to the Southwest Texan for cashing in on that interview, which was a fine, fine, fine interview. But this is the holiday edition of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. I'm talking live to you, but this was a replay edition of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. So I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Coming up at 8 p.m. Eastern time right here on Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash, we're going to have the best of the Gorilla Position with Steve Aaron and Macho Ghost. Those guys are taking the night off as well. So we're going to play back some clips of that show at 8 Eastern. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Take care. Be safe.